www.thebeatles.org.
Back on Downtown on your Thursday afternoon, Rich Kimble, Carrie Haskell with you. And on the phone line, it's our friend Nick Coit of ABC6 in Providence. Hey there, Nick.
Hey there, Rich. Wow, I think that intro music, I feel like that song actually came out when I was working in Bangor, if I'm not mistaken, which is really ironic.
Wow, I didn't. I'm going to say I planned that, but I think we both know better.
I'll give you the credit.
No, thank you.
We'll give you the credit.
Appreciate that. Hey, before we talk sports, what a cool thing you did over the weekend, officiating a wedding, huh?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was a wonderful weekend for my family. My sister Molly got married to her longtime boyfriend Mark, and it was wonderful. I stumble over the words because it was emotional. It was exciting. It was fantastic. And I'm just happy that it went off without a hitch for Molly and Mark. And, happy that my family was happy with it, too. So that's all that mattered. That they wanted to have the best weekend possible, and they did. So it was really great. It was fun.
That's wonderful. Now, you didn't at some point slip into, like, play-by-play mode.
No, though, it was funny. The best man came up to me afterwards. He goes, "Hey, I've never heard you do your broadcast voice before. That was kind of cool." Because I just slip into my presentation like, "Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this wedding ceremony." And it was, So, yeah, it was fun. I had some fun with it. And it was, you roast them a little bit. You put a little emotion in it. You put a little personal touch. And that's the key to officiating, Rich.
That's wonderful. Did you get nervous at all? Because I find, we've been on the radio, TV for a gazillion years, but something like that that's a little different, and the people are right there where you can see their reaction, sometimes you get a little butterflies on that sort of thing.
Yeah. It's not just a camera and a red light. It's a lot of people, so you have to do the whole imagine the audience in their underwear thing, and you're nervous, and it was nerve-wracking because it's just a lot of people that especially in a family wedding. So I got nervous, I will admit. But, you just crack a couple of jokes and loosen everybody up, and you're like, all right, you settle in. It's like game time comes around, and you just kind of settle into the flow of the ceremony.
Well, I'm glad it went well because there's nothing worse than getting heckled by your own family.
Especially when your family's 50% Italian.
Oh.
They will tell you how they feel.
Nicky, Jesus, what was that thing you did there, Nicky? My God.
Hey, what was that old joke there about how I talk here if I'm from Boston, or from New York, Like, what's up with that, Oh, yeah. They'll tell you.
Nick Coit with us here on Downtown. The Patriots really having an exciting season so far. It seems like a good time to throw your big investment out into the world on Sunday. Is this a good idea, Nick?
Honestly, so to answer your question, yeah, I'm okay with it. Is it the ideal spot? No. But I think it's kind of like what is, like, maybe last week could have been. But I think if they feel like the kid is ready, then put him out there. Let's see what the kid can do. And, I think last week was the first time where I looked at it and I said, it wasn't really the offensive line that was, screwing things up. It was the passing game, and they weren't able to get things going there. And, part of it might be the effects of an offensive line that hasn't been able to protect Jacoby Brissett. But I finally looked at it and I said, they could really use a spark offensively. And even just some of the simple throws, you're kind of like, they might need to make a change here. And if they feel like the kid's ready, then, I'm okay with them putting it out there. Now, was this the plan, quote unquote? No, I don't think so. Is it ideal going up against the pass rush like the Houston Texans? No, it's not. But, you can't baby the kid forever. And if they feel like he's ready, put him out there. Let's see what the kid can do.
I hope they punt more because that guy's good.
Yeah, well, it is nice to have an asset like a punter and a kicker this year. And, those guys have been pretty solid. I know Joey Sly missed a chip shot last week. But, it's... Yeah, it's nice to have the special teams back in order. So, yeah, put that as a check mark, Rich, for sure.
Boy, oh, boy, this Jabril Peppers thing is bizarre. Do we know any more?
Not really, no. You know, I think they're kind of doing the right thing here by kind of putting him on the exempt list and just kind of take him out of the situation for now and then just see what else comes of it and information and all that. But it was bizarre. Kind of takes you by surprise. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. They'll gather the information. We don't know much more, I guess, for now, and see where it goes. But it's just one of those things where, I don't know, there's been more and more of, you know, some rough situations with this franchise. And, you know, it's a shame because you don't want that to happen to anybody. So hopefully they, you know, find some more information and resolve it.
Speaking of football, wow, what an exciting win for the Rhodey Rams last week.
Yeah, and they're playing really well. It's Governor's Cup week down here in Rhode Island, so always exciting when Rhode Island and Brown University play. That's going to be really, really fun. I think it's interesting because for Rhode Island, they win that double overtime game with Hampton. They're at 4-1. They're winning some games here that, you know, it one or two plays are the difference, and they're getting those wins. And so they continue to pile it up, then they can finally make their run here toward that elusive FCS playoff spot, which would be really exciting for the program because they've been working toward it here the last few seasons with some winning seasons. But this weekend is rivalry games in any sport, anytime. Weird things happen, and last year was a 34-30 game with URI and Brown, so it'll be exciting. And I think Rhodey knows that they're going up against a Brown team that is, you know, probably the best they've seen in the last few years. And it was funny, A.J. Pena, the star linebacker for URI, said yesterday, he's like, we better go out there and play them like they're the Kansas City Chiefs. We can't take them lightly. Otherwise, they'll come after us. So it'll be exciting. But Rhodey is putting together a pretty good season so far.
Nick Coit with us here on Downtown. Well, the Red Sox apparently figured out why they were a mediocre 81-81 team this year. Apparently, it was the bullpen catcher.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's make the guys on the coaching staff the scapegoats. That's definitely what the
problem was. Oh, the first base coach, because that guy, man, you know, I think if he had been a little more aggressive in patting guys on the butt and getting their gloves.
Yeah, it's weird. I know. I saw the story yesterday. It's weird. It's just, I don't know. I shake my head. It's, you know, whatever. They'll make their changes and until they bring in more talent and more pitching and all that, it's just not, you know, you kind of shake your head. You're like, that's not how it goes here. You know, and these playoffs are so interesting to watch just to see which teams have the success and ultimately, you know, come out on top. Because if it's a team that's sort of done it through, you know, the young prospects and not spending a lot of money, then, you know, what does that say about building a team? If it's a team that did spend a lot of money, aka the Dodgers, and you know, bring in some free agents and talent, you know, then maybe that it convinces ownership for the Red Sox, like, hey, we got to spend more so we can actually do what we used to do, which is win World Series. So I am fascinated to see just how the playoffs shake out, because I think it's going to have an effect on how teams are built throughout baseball.
We get to see the new, much wealthier Jeremy Swayman in net for the Bruins tonight, and maybe tonight the rest of the team will actually show up to play.
Yeah, I think people are making a lot out of, you know, Corpusalo and the start and just how it didn't look great, but I don't care who was between the net, you know, between the pipes the other night. Like, I don't think anybody was going to have success where the Bruins came out. They were flat. Montgomery was right. They were flat. Mm. And, you know, I think today he said, you know, they got to come out with more urgency. And he's right. You know, having Swayman in between the net will be obviously helpful. He's your big investment there now. But, yeah, they definitely have to show up more, because I think Florida and their speed skated some circles around, you know, some of your decor there.
Nick Coit, ABC6 in Providence. Nick, always great to catch up with you. Appreciate you being with us this afternoon, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Boy, Rich, we cover a lot of ground. it's always a pleasure. You know, it's great. We go to all corners of officiating weddings and hockey and roadie football and just the best, Rich.
Spanning the globe with Nick Coit.
Appreciate it as always, my friend.
Thanks, Nick. Catch you soon. Nick Coit, ABC6 here on Downtown.